Backyard Green Films is proud to present this episode of Agriculture with your host, Alara Bowman. Alara and her husband, Rick, travel throughout the land in their travel trailer, which they have nicknamed Bessie, bringing you stories about their travels and the people they meet. They visit farmers, ranchers, and just about anyone who loves putting their hands in the dirt or their feet in stirrups. In those travels, they have gotten to meet some very interesting people. Here's one of those interviews.
Hi, this is Alara. Welcome back to our podcast. It has definitely been a busy year, but now that mid-April is upon us, I am ready to emerge from my tax return cave and hit the ground running. We're back on the road in regular fashion and scheduling our trips at a mad pace. A note here. If you haven't noticed, springtime is when Rick usually gets creative with our podcast. I think this is because by mid-January and all the way through April, I'm usually knee-deep in an IRS Form 1065, or 1120, or 1040, or all of the above, and don't know the difference when he decides to get creative with the content we release. Okay, maybe I do notice the difference, but I'm buried so deeply that I'm just glad to be able to keep my head above water and not fuss when he shakes things up a little. Thank you, honey. Truly. In any case, we're back on the road and we're doing what we love most. As I write this, we are somewhere on the I-90 between Billings, Montana and Buffalo, Wyoming, with nothing but clouds and sky as far as the eye can see. Well, there are trucks too. There are lots and lots of trucks, mostly stacked with pipes and buckets and big ominous-looking barrels. No idea what they're all used for, but there are tons of them. I'm wincing when I fill my gas tank these days. I can only imagine what those 18 wheels take to keep moving this month. Ouch. We're very thankful to be out and about in Montana and Wyoming because we got a chance to see some bison and a few elk and some truly cool thermal features. And very few tourists in the snow-laden hills of Yellowstone yesterday. Check one more national park off that list, Emily. But it's just a quick side trip, and that's not why we're here in the wilds of the northern part of the lower 48. We're up here to visit a place called Mountain Meadows Mill, located in Buffalo, Wyoming. We're going to get a private and, of course, on record tour tomorrow. And the day after that, we'll stand in the driveway of the mill and await the arrival of Joy Daly of Shepherd's Lane Farm, who is currently en route from Lebanon, Oregon, on her way to the Maryland Sheep and Wool Festival. The next podcast episode will bring you all that. And also, it'll involve a sheep that's staying to be the new mascot of Mountain Meadows, Joy and her driving buddy leaving for the next 57 sheep drop stops before here in Maryland, and hopefully a sweater purchase or two in there somewhere as well, as long as we're celebrating all things wool. We'll then have a few Bowmans racing westward again to hit the Saturday flight out of Bozeman, Montana. And thank you, Southwest Airlines, for that new port of call. For all of you who have wanted to visit this beautiful area, it is a super easy ride to a lovely airport. We're starting off 2022 with a bang, people, and boy, am I glad to get back in the saddle again. This year, we'll bring you conversations from the glorious Colorado State University Weed Lab. Not what you think, people. Including seed and weed science, anatomical plant art, and a bug zoo. We're visiting Texas to talk history and genetics as we near completion on our beloved 500-year anniversary docuseries for the Texas Longhorn Project. Remember the Mas Vacas tour? Hail, windstorms, fire, and the plague be damned. We are going to get to the end of the trail on this one if it kills us. This year, we'll also check in with our friends at the American Milking Devon Cattle Association, who are hitting their 400-year anniversary next year, where we'll delve into the world of competitive oxen driving. Okay, maybe not quite that, but close. And as long as we're in the pack animal realm, we'll toss in a bit from Donkeyland, Yakville, and Llamatropolis. Just wanted to say that. Llamatropolis. Love it. We also believe that this just might be the decade of the small ruminants rise to power. The American Boar Goat Association convention in Nebraska in June. The American Sheep Industry Association convention in January, and more to come. Are you tired yet? Hopefully not too tired to join us. We have a super short interview today for our freebie. Joe Putnam from Premier One Supplies has been kind enough to talk with us for a minute. He's going to tell you what's flying off the shelves right now across the country, and hopefully something in there sounds interesting to you. because in celebration of all things spring and our new burst of energy, we're giving away a little something from Premier One to the first person who... Okay, well, listen to Rick at the end of this podcast and he'll tell you how to do it. It's the end of my tax season and I'm back in the swing, but in the interests of marital happiness, I guess I still have to keep the production department involved a little bit. Until next year, that is. Safe travels across our beautiful country, if you're lucky enough to have that on your calendar, everyone, and happy spring.
Hi, we're back with the Agriculture Podcast, and we're checking in again this month with Joe at Premier One Supplies. And Joe, how are you doing today?
Doing well. I'm enjoying all the green that's peeking around here.
Wonderful. So it's into April here and hitting into May. So spring is in the air and summer's on the way. What is going on over at Premier One and what do you guys have going?
Oh, well, things are nice and busy here. So it's not just us that are excited about the green. Seems like everyone else is as well. So folks are just gearing up to get out and graze. Our sheep flocks are out grazing the early grass that's coming in. And then got a lot of folks thinking about getting their poultry out of the brooder onto grass. So depending where they are, it might be a little early. And then other places, it's probably right on time to get your fully feathered chicks out onto grass. A lot of excitement going on that front.
And so everyone, again, that needs any new supplies, anything new that's on the website this month?
Well, probably not too much as far as new items, but as restocks, we are continuously getting product in. So if you're seeing something that's not in stock, just keep checking back or get on the notify me list because we're always getting restocked. So it's just a matter of timing it for you, I suppose. Though we have netting always coming in. So if you need poultry net, that's in. Electronet, I believe, is in as well. So for your sheep and goat grazing, that's in as well.
And what I always like about going to Premier One site is you guys have some how-to videos up there. So if anyone does have any questions about, say, the netting or any other supplies,
yes,
you have some great videos up there.
Oh, thank you. Yes. It's me and the videos for a good slug of them. So any how-tos on setting up energizers, setting up netting, how to use some of our feeders and waters, we have a selection of videos on those. And if anyone has any suggestions of, hey, I'd like to know how to do X, let us know. We'll see if we can put a video together. We're always looking for suggestions and ideas.
Well, that's wonderful. Well, Joe, I appreciate you checking back in with us today and keeping us updated as what's going on out in your neck of the woods. And we look forward to checking in with you again next month and as we get closer to summer and see how things are going out there. And again, I appreciate you being here with us. As we talked last time, if people have any questions, they can always call in or email you and just check and ask for Joe or anyone at the front desk that probably can answer some of the questions that someone might have.
Oh, absolutely. Our phone number is 1-800-282-6631. And we have consultants back here that'll take any question you can think of on fencing or livestock. And then we also have a sheep and goat advice service, which simply send an email to sheepadvice@premieronesupplies.com. And that'll get you in contact with either our on-staff nutritionist or one of the consulting veterinarians we work with. And we'll help you out.
Well, Joe, thank you again. We look forward to talking with you again next month. Until then, have a great day.
All right. Thank you. And you too, Rick.
If you liked our podcast, please subscribe. This is how we keep going. And please ask your friends to join us. Please also feel free to post any comments or questions to our social media sites. You can find us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook under Backyard Green Films. Thanks again for listening.
We want to thank Joe for stopping in again this month and speaking with us. And if you'd like to find out more information, please visit PremierOneSupplies.com. Also, as Alara was mentioning in her opening, the first person to send us a message, a direct message, on our Instagram account @BackyardGreenFilms will win the the Premier One Supplies gift. So good luck, everyone, and we look forward to seeing you again next week with another adventure.
You have been listening to Agriculture with your host, Alara Bowman. Please tune in for more upcoming episodes from our travels. I'm Rick Bowman, your behind-the-scenes editor. Until next time. This has been a presentation of Backyard Green Films Productions, All Rights Reserved. Copyright 2022.